Hello, listeners, and a welcome to GSS episode 91 for Thursday, January 13th, 2011. Now, I do have a brief point before we kick over into the news. I don't normally cover things like this because the mass media, no doubt, smears the screens with it, but I do want to send my best wishes to all those caught up in the Queensland floods at the moment. They are pretty incredible. I'll put up a vid that I found on YouTube where you too can watch cars bobbing around like corks in a stream. It's crazy, crazy stuff. Now, on to our first story for today. This one was sent in by Epex. Department of Health and Hospitals and other law enforcement officials have announced that a series of dangerous chemicals being marketed as bath salts have been added to the Controlled Dangerous Substance Act, making it illegal to possess, manufacture, or distribute them in Louisiana. Yeah, illegal bath salts, yeah. Since the end of September, officials say Louisiana Prison Control has received 165 calls from people in crisis after snorting, smoking, or injecting these dangerous substances. Remember, we're talking about bath salts here. Yeah. Snorting, smoking, injecting, bath salts. Yeah. According to the latest figures, 85% of Louisiana's poison control center's calls reportedly came from emergency room doctors or first responders calling for individuals suffering the traumatic side effects of ingesting the fake bath salts. These types of crises are being reported across the country, officials said. State officials say those who used these bath salts are reportedly being treated for extreme paranoia, hallucinations, delusions, agitation, hypertension, chest pains, headaches, and many report suicidal thoughts. Governor Jindal said the state is also sending a letter to the United States Drug Enforcement Agency requesting they investigate the number of cases in Louisiana to see if there is a reason to believe the state is a distribution center for the fake bath salts. Now, these fake bath salts, the effect is supposed to be a little like speed, you know, it's like an amphetamine type thing. Occasionally it's been compared to cocaine. Yeah. Now, these fake bath salts are commonly manufactured in China and India and are being sold in individual bags on the internet. Oh. Hey, you got the salts? Yeah, you got the money? Yeah, here's my $30. There's your $30 bag of salts. No, it doesn't sound like a drug at all, does it? No. The bath salts are sold under some of the following brand names: Ivory Wave, Ocean Charge, White Lightning, Scarface, Hurricane Charlie, Red Dove, Cloud Nine, and White Dove. No, it doesn't sound like a drug either. These substances have already been banned in the United Kingdom and several other countries, including Israel, Canada, and Australia. Yeah. In the US, Kentucky has already filed legislation to ban the substance, and North Dakota's Pharmacy Board has added several of the chemicals found in the salts to the state's banned substance list. Yeah, thank you very much, Epex, for sending that one. And he also sent in a video, and I'll put a link to that one up on the show notes on our website. Yeah. Now, staying on the shady side of the law, or should I say the stupid side of the law, Great Falls, Montana. Authorities in Montana say a man who had three outstanding warrants for his arrest gave officers a false name during a traffic stop, but ended up in custody anyway because that man was also wanted. Court records say that during a traffic stop Monday in Great Falls, Jonathan Ray Gonzalez told police that his name was Timothy Michael Coop Jr. Timothy Michael Coop Jr.? That's a hell of an alias to pick. The officer learned a man by that name was wanted in Hill County and arrested him. Police say a search of Gonzalez after his arrest turned up half a gram of bath salts, methamphetamines, in his jacket pocket, and he was charged with criminal possession of dangerous drugs. Gonzalez gave his real name on Tuesday, so a charge of issuing a false report to law enforcement was also added. How's that? You get picked up by the cops, you give them a fake name, and unfortunately the owner of that fake name is also wanted by the police. But I mean, who picks that as a fake name anyway? Timothy Michael Coop Jr. That's a very strange alias to pick. Yeah. Anyway, carrying on in the criminal vein for today. Wilmington, Delaware. Police say in Delaware a man broke into a house, got drunk, and couldn't make his way back outside, so he called 911 for help. Yeah. Newcastle County Police say 44-year-old John Finch was trapped in the home in part because he'd broken into it before back in April. This led the homeowners to change the locks so that a key was required even from the inside. Police say no one was home when Finch broke in again through a rear window. He stayed for a few days, drinking 3 bottles of gin and 2 bottles of whiskey. When he tried to leave, he was too drunk to climb back out the window and called 911. He was arrested Wednesday afternoon. Huh. I don't know, there's something about this story, actually. Now that I come to read it out, I mean, does it strike you that this might be one of those guys that actually wants to be arrested? You know, 3 days in a home that you've broken into getting drunk, it might be, you know, a final hoorah before you go back to prison. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Now, on to military news from around the world. Yeah, isn't this fascinating stuff? China! China has carried out its first test flight of a prototype stealth fighter jet. Uh-huh. Now, I should point out right at the start here that this is interesting because of a teacher's college course that I was listening to the other day where a quote came up that really threw me for a six, right? They were talking about the Chinese military as the most powerful and feared military in the world. And that really threw me for a six. I mean, I pretty much assumed that it was America, right? It was America. But, you know, maybe America's just got the high tech. Maybe that's their advantage. In which case, you know, as I've been saying for a few months, China is nipping on their heels. United States Defense Secretary Robert Gates said the test flight was confirmed to him by China's President Hu Jintao during a meeting in Beijing. The 15-minute flight took place in the city of Chengdu on Tuesday. Pictures of the twin-engine jet were posted on the internet. The J-20 is said to be years from final completion, according to Japanese media reports, but it is expected to eventually match the United States F-22. Stealth jets have radar-avoiding capabilities. And China's J-20 will reportedly be able to reach the U.S. territory of Guam carrying large missiles. Isn't that pretty much what a stealth fighter is for? Yeah. The People's Liberation Army is in the process of a major modernization, and having stealth fighter jets would enable it to rival U.S. air power in the Asia-Pacific. Ah, now, there you go. See, that's a fairly solid fact, I think. You know, it's fairly solid that America rules the skies. They have the most powerful air force in the world. Maybe that's it. Maybe the quote about the Chinese military being powerful, maybe that was just about the army. Only the US currently has stealth fighters in service, and a Chinese one would pose a serious threat to the defenses of the island of Taiwan, which China claims as its territory. Now, carrying on in the military theme, one over from Britain. The UK, under pressure to raise money to cut a record peacetime budget deficit, they're kind of in the red at the moment, has put an old aircraft carrier up for sale on a government website, the Ministry of Defence said. Anyone want to buy an aircraft carrier? I wouldn't mind. We could add it to the GSS Army. Yeah, cool. The Ministry is inviting bids for the HMS Invincible, which saw action in the 1982 Falklands War on its disposal services website, set up to sell surplus military equipment. The ship, completed in 1980, was part of a British task force sent to recover the Falklands in 82 after the islands were occupied by Argentinian forces. Queen Elizabeth's son, Prince Andrew, served as a helicopter pilot on the ship during that conflict. The Invincible was decommissioned and mothballed in 2005. A quote from a ministry spokesman. We will consider which gives the best value for money. All options are open, but the ship will most likely be sold for scrap, he said. That's a damn shame, isn't it? Sold for scrap. Although, to be honest, I can't really think of many other uses for a second-hand aircraft carrier. Yeah. So, I have, like, another 5 stories, but I've totally run out of time. So, that is your lot for today. You can find all our previous episodes and get in contact with us, and, of course, see the 2 relevant videos from today's episode on our home website, onlineradioaustralia.com. Thanks for listening, folks. Catch you tomorrow.